Time for Dean Richards Entertainment Report, sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. The big entertainment news today. Sad to report the death of Meatloaf, Dean.
Yeah, another shocking showbiz death in this very short new year. That seems like that's all we're doing is reporting deaths. But overnight, the management of the singer known as Meatloaf said that he did pass away. A statement on his Facebook page said that his wife was by his side. Friends had been with him in his final 24 hours. An official cause of death has not been given. But back in 2003, he collapsed during a performance at London's Wembley Stadium. And at that time, he was diagnosed with a heart condition known as Wolff-Parkinson-White syndrome. It's not known if that is related to any of this. But what a legacy that he leaves us. A rock icon of the 1970s that brought an opera-like drama to his songs. His Bat Out of Hell album remains one of the best-selling albums of all time. Songs like I Would Do Anything for Love, But I Won't Do That, Two Out of Three Ain't Bad, Bat Out of Hell, as I mentioned, just some of his biggest hits of all time. He was born Marvin Lee Adday. He wrote rock musicals. He appeared in movies like the original Rocky Horror Picture Show, Fight Club, and Wayne's World. Meatloaf was 74 years old.
I was reading about him, Dean, and fascinating. He grew up in Dallas, and he said that one of his most vivid childhood memories was November 22nd, 1963, after President Kennedy was shot. He drove to Parkland Hospital.
Wow.
And just watched the scene. And earlier this morning, we were talking about how when he played here in Chicago quite a long time ago on that early tour, I think it was called the Bat Out of Hell tour, I think so, he was the opening act for Cheap Trick.
Wow.
And was practically booed off the stage. And
I remember when he, you know, when he really kind of hit the charts, our request lines, there was no shortage of people said, get that horrible music off the air. People either completely loved him or completely hated him, at least back then. I think, people now realize really what genius there was in an era before there was this very visual kind of rock and roll. He was very much doing it back in the day. When I watch old videos of him performing, I think of the actor Jack Black when he does music.
Right.
It's completely inspired by Meatloaf. And if you look on YouTube, you see a lot of people doing karaoke versions of Meatloaf songs and doing their best, Meatloaf choreography and so forth. He left a mark. He was rather iconic. Some of the people online who are expressing their condolences, just to give you an idea of the diversity of his popularity, Cher expressed her condolences. Andrew Lloyd Webber expressed his condolences. Boy George, among others, a who's who of rock and roll. But I just thought that those three, Andrew Lloyd Webber, Cher, and Boy George, could that be any more of a diverse group all admiring, Meatloaf?
Well, he was a diverse talent. People forget he was in the Broadway production of Hair. He was very theatrical, always.
I was watching clips of him in the original Rocky Horror Picture Show,
right,
from 1975. I want to go back and watch that movie this weekend. I'll throw toilet paper at my television set and do all the interactive stuff myself.
Of course. Adele has canceled out in Vegas, hasn't she?
Yeah, overnight. I mean, it was a busy night for music. She issued this statement on her Instagram account.
Hi, listen, I'm so sorry, but my show ain't ready. I'm so upset and I'm really embarrassed and I'm so sorry to everyone that's travelled again. I'm really, really sorry. I'm really sorry. We're on it. We're going to reschedule all of the dates. We're on it right now. And I'm going to finish my show, and I'm going to get it to where it's supposed to be. So yeah, that, I'm so sorry. It's been impossible.
Yeah, wow. She's just completely breaking down in this very tearful message, announcing the postponement of the Las Vegas residency. It was supposed to start tonight. So, you know, she's said that she is absolutely destroyed. The reason for all of this are delivery delays and COVID. She said about half of her crew is down with COVID right now. And, you know, she's so regretful to people who may have traveled to Las Vegas specifically to see her shows, you know, gone to all that expense of hotels and airfare and so forth to come and see the shows. And now there are going to be no shows. Mm-hmm. They were supposed to be at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace through April the 15th. And they say they're going to reschedule, but that's all that we know about that right now.
A lot of disappointed fans, and they will be losing a lot more money than they shelled out for the Adele tickets this weekend. It's 8:17. More from Dean, including the latest on the Elton John farewell tour and Dean's picks for things to watch and things to do this weekend, sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. Getting Dean Richards' entertainment report. Elton John is back on the road, isn't he?
Yeah, he picked up after, well, pretty much since the beginning of the pandemic. He started his Elton John farewell tour. It seems like it started about 10 years ago now, but he picked it up in New Orleans again last night and did, I don't know, like 21 songs, something like that. Pretty good, strong set. He is scheduled to be at the United Center on February 4th and 5th, so really just a few weeks away from now. Let's keep our fingers crossed that nothing gets canceled between now and then.
A Christmas Story will be back again. Is this going to be next year?
Apparently, it's going to be out this coming, you know, this next Christmas. And I guess I never realized that. Why in the world haven't they done a sequel to this movie? You know, from when it first came out back in the day, back in the 1970s. But a sequel now is going to be made. And I think that one of the more significant parts of this is Peter Billingsley, who was little Ralphie in A Christmas Story when he was 12 years old, is going to be in this one. He's now 50 years old, and according to descriptions, Ralphie now will return to his old house on Cleveland Street to give his own children the same kind of magical Christmas that he experienced as a child. I don't know if anyone's going to be putting their tongue on a cold flagpole or not, or if they're going to get their eye shot out with a Red Ryder BB gun rifle for the story. But Ralphie returns as an adult with his kids. The mom will is still around. They're dealing you know, with the death of the father in the storyline, but you know, I think it's going to be something to look forward to. It's going to be on, I believe it's going to be on Hulu.
Give us a few things to look forward to as far as what to watch and what to do this weekend.
Yeah, you know, new movie wise, this is a good weekend to catch up with movies that are already out there, because there's very little new that's out this week. Really, there's only one movie, and that one has not been screened for critics, so I can't really tell you much more about Redeeming Love, except that it sounds like a Hallmark movie. It's based on a best-selling novel about a young couple and their unconditional love during the time of the California Gold Rush. That's all I got for you on that.
All right, that's enough.
So take that or not. It's going to be so cold this weekend. You know, maybe staying inside is not a terrible idea. Ozark begins streaming tonight on Netflix, the fourth and final, part one of the fourth and final season. They're doing this part one of the final season, part two of the final season. So that's going to begin tonight. I love this new Amazon Prime series called As We See It, about three roommates who are on the autism spectrum. Scream was the number one movie at the box office last weekend, if you're looking for something kind of scary. But theater-wise, the play that goes wrong has just been extended through April the 3rd. That's over at the Broadway Playhouse Theater. Let It Go, Disney's Frozen, does its last two performances in Chicago on Saturday, an afternoon performance and an evening performance. A lot of comedy this weekend with our Chicago's own Pat McGann doing two shows tomorrow and Sunday at the Vic. Jeff Dye is going to be doing a show at Zany's on Wall Street tonight, and then Saturday and Sunday at Zany's in Rosemont. Really funny comedians Tom Papa and Erica Rhodes are at the City Winery tonight and also tomorrow. And we actually have some music going on this weekend as well. If you're a country music fan, Kane Brown is going to be playing the United Center on Saturday. R&B singer Bobby V. Will be playing, not that you, Bobby V that you're thinking about.
I know, I got excited for a minute.
Rubberball, come boxing back. I think, wasn't that Bobby V?
Yeah, it was. Yes, it was.
Right? Okay.
Take good care of my baby.
Take good care. There you go. He's at the City One. Not that Bobby V. But
no, unfortunately, he's left us.
R&B singer Bobby V, City Winery on Sunday, and the Australian alt rocker Courtney Barnett, Chicago Theater, also on Sunday.
You know what? Kane Brown has a big country hit, Famous Friends. Fabulous video, terrific song. I hope Lisa Dent gives that a spin. You know, she plays country music here now between 2 and 6.
Oh, are you kidding me? We're all required to wear cowboy hats every time since she took over the afternoon show.
And we're hearing that in the sequel to A Christmas Story, the Peter Billingsley character gets his tongue stuck in a computer modem. So they've modernized the story.
I thought you were going to say on a Geritol, cold Geritol bottle.
Updated. Well, maybe that too. Have a good weekend, Dean.
Have a good weekend, guys. See ya.